Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Polarization just keeps getting worse in Washington. It's as bad as they've ever seen it, and it seems to be making Americans very upset.
Impeach 45!
This is politics.
Impeach 45!
Is this where we want to set the bar for future presidents?
Bill Clinton was the worst in history.
It was a vote along party lines that made President Clinton only the
I'm not for gay marriage.
I believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
And so does
Barack Obama nor I support redefining what constitutes
a limousine was set on fire downtown.
It's my decision.
It's not a baby.
And protesters hurled
What's up, guys?
Like every YouTube video. What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Welcome to Bob and Weave, episode number 24. If you're watching this on video, then hopefully you have a decent video. We're doing this Zoom thing, and it's recording, and hopefully it's clear because it's not our normal cameras. But we are obviously remote. No particular topic today. We just wanted to get back together and record a podcast.
We missed you guys.
We did.
A lot.
So much so that I prematurely, some would say, started a Facebook Live video in the Bob and Weave fan group on Facebook without realizing that, one, they can't hear Zach because I just have it pointed at my computer screen and I'm on headphones. And two, they got to watch us start this whole thing and then have to restart it because I screwed up. So
it happens.
As if we haven't had this conversation already. Hey, Zach, I heard some jingle jangle in your cup. What you drinking?
Some Tito's and Sprite with a little bit of cranberry.
Just for color.
And my ice is all gone now.
Right. Tito's and Sprite, a little bit of cranberry. And as I was starting to say right before I realized we screwed up, is I have the Meat Eater bourbon. I'll be having a glass of this.
You're doing a pretty good job of working your way through that bottle.
I know. Well, really, this is pretty good. I'm coming up on I've owned this bottle for 2 weeks now.
Oh, that's better than I thought. I thought it was more like a week.
No, I've had it for 2 weeks, and I even shared a glass of it last week when I had my brother and a couple folks socially distanced away when we had our hunting movie.
I was about to ask, was it socially distanced?
Yeah, we stayed far away from it. Look, I even got the Meat Eater.
Did you like pour it and then walk away from the cup?
Yeah, yeah. I just said, there's the whiskey. No, I poured it because I only allowed everybody to have just a little bit. But this will be, because you always make fun of me when I have my Busch Light. So I'll be drinking.
I'm proud of you.
A glass of bourbon.
Very proud of you.
No Busch Light. I do have Busch Light in the fridge, though, when this runs out, because as I was saying earlier, I only have a glass of this at a time because it's kind of expensive bourbon also, but it also is a pain in the ass to get. You have to order it online, which is not a big deal, but they don't deliver. You can't deliver alcohol into Michigan. So I had to have it delivered to my friend's house. Yeah. Which is weird because some people have gotten wine delivered. Technically they're not supposed to. So, I had to have it delivered to my friend's house in South Bend, at which point, and he had to sign for it and he was at work. So I had to go take my laptop to his house and sit there the afternoon that it was going to be delivered to get it, which I don't want to do again anytime soon.
Yeah. So I want to address something really quick. I know it's been a few weeks since we've done a podcast, and to all the listeners, we apologize. it's really hard to get us together to do these if we're not actually getting together.
Right.
And on top of that, trying to do any topic that's serious remotely is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you guys have got these more fun episodes. I just smashed my knee on the table.
For Facebook Live viewers, Zach smashes knee on the table. People are upset there's no Zach. For anybody that just joined the Facebook Live, this is, you're not going to be able to hear Zach. I really put this up because I want you guys to be able to ask us questions, but unfortunately, you can only see me. But should we tell them what our plan is for next week?
Go for it.
Do you know what our plan is for next week?
Yes, I do. I do know. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
So hopefully it'll work, but we are planning next Wednesday night, which will be today if you're viewing, because I think this will drop Wednesday. So it'll be today when you're viewing this. So Wednesday, the, what's that, the 20th or whatever of May at 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, we're going to do a YouTube live video. So this, what the, for those of you that are on Facebook right now are upset that you can't hear Zach, you won't have that because it'll be our Zoom screen will be transferred over to YouTube. So you'll be able to ask us questions in real time and hear both of us is the plan.
You know, what's kind of funny is they're going to ask you questions and you're going to ask me and they're not going to hear the answer until this comes out. So now they have to listen.
Exactly. I bet you guys wish you knew what he just said. For those that aren't on there, I'm going to try to stop addressing that until we're asking for questions, because I'm sure it's annoying for everybody that's not on Facebook Live right now. But for those of you that are, thank you for joining us. Zach, you didn't even notice that I bought a special shirt just for the podcast.
I do see the Baby Yoda poking out.
Mm-hmm. That's my Baby Yoda. I was in Walmart the other day. Saw the shirt. It was calling my name.
So for those that don't know, all I have done for probably the last, I don't know, 2 weeks is text Bob and Mike Star Wars gifts for answers.
When you text back, you son of a bitch.
Sometimes I'm busy, Bob.
Listen. I text you that one day at 10 o'clock in the 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. I'm like, hey, download the Zoom app. And then all day goes by, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, did Zach get the Rona? Is he gone? And then you didn't text me until the next day. And it was, of course, a Star Wars GIF.
It happens. I think I was working out when you text me. I was busy. Important things.
For 12 hours, Zach.
Well, I was working out when you text me. And then I saw it when I was working out. And I was like, I'll answer it after. And then I forgot.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It's excusable.
Happens a lot. Also, I go to bed super early. So you texting at 10 o'clock at night, it was over, buddy.
Over with. Jennifer Ford is excited that on YouTube next week, they'll be able to hear Zach.
Yes!
Yeah.
I should be like real over exaggeration. Right. So that the people on Facebook Live are like, what is happening?
Do fake sign language. Oh my God. Do you remember when there was that fake sign language interpreter on
that snuck in?
Yeah, to Obama. Obama was speaking. I wonder if I could find that real quick.
Did you ever see the sign language person that did Twista in concert? The rapper?
No.
Dude, he's fast. He's like one of the fastest rappers there is. And they have an interpreter there. And she is just like like as fast as it can go. It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to pull that up right now. I don't know if it's gonna work. There we go. Do you have the post in front of you where
I do.
Funny, I was just talking about Baby Yoda, and of course the first thing that pops up on my YouTube feed is Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. Dun dun dun. Can I tell you something? This is a secret time that, you know,
okay.
I guess it's not secret because we're sharing it with our listeners, but secret time. I'm really happy that we're moving on from the West Memphis 3. That's a case that's really near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand how exhausting it was until I'm part of this now.
Right. Yeah. So, you know what? We went through that whole year and a half that we were doing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a case that's really near and dear to me. I mean, that's how we became friends, was that case.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a big follower of that case for so long, but I'm happy that we're moving on. I mean, I want to keep fighting and keep moving forward, but publicly it's time to move on.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm ready to move on. And actually, right before this, I just got off the phone with a witness in the case we're about to start, and it was just exciting to be talking about a new case.
That's awesome. Someone asked me today, and I won't mention names because we know the person, but they're like, I said something about, oh, I'm getting ready to record Truth and Justice, and they're like, oh, they brought you on. And I'm like,
I guess you haven't been listening.
Yeah. But guess what? I know the person listens to this podcast, and they know that I'm talking about them.
Nice. But I can't know who it is?
I can't tell you right now. I can't just like publicly out them.
Sign it.
Sign it.
I'm trying to figure there's a way that I can share my screen. So, desktop, share.
Seems difficult. I feel like there's going to be a lot of editing in this episode for Mike.
Yeah.
A lot of this is
on the audio for sure.
Viewer friendly.
Wait, Zoom will not be able to record this contents of your screen until it's quit. Quit now. Oh, no, don't quit now. No, thank you.
Whoa.
I disregard.
Almost got real.
I was going to play that video of the interpreter and the Obama speech. Decided not to. Real quick, while I still have some people on Facebook Live, is there a question any of you would like to ask us that you can hear me answer and not Zach? I know people are starting to drop off because they're getting bored because they can't hear you.
Yeah. Let's see what happens here.
Anyone at all?
Give them a minute.
The last thing we had was from Joanne Emma, who says, Baby Yoda heart emoji. Dude, this is, I wish you liked bourbon because this bourbon is fucking good.
So I will address something that's on the other one really quick.
Okay.
We had a person ask me why I stopped doing Matus. And the answer is not a good answer. I just got really busy. I would love to continue to do Matus. I actually plan on redoing Matus. It's hard, you know, especially with my, you know, I say that now. The quarantine's made things a little different now that I'm not working. But when I'm working full time, it's hard. You know, I'm recording two podcasts on Wednesday with you guys, and that was my editing time for Matus. So it's really cutting to my time. But with that being said, I promise you guys, any listeners that's wanted Matus to come back, it's coming back and very soon.
We're going to record some of it tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but that's okay. I'm glad you did.
So real quick, Becky Fancher wants to know, is the YouTube channel called Bob and Weave? Yeah, I believe it's called Bob and Weave Podcasts. If you look up our channel,
it's either Bob and Weave Podcast or the Bob Weave Pod. It's all there. You can find it.
Right.
Not that she can hear me right now.
And Jennifer Ford wants to know, when do y'all plan to record together in person again? Which goes right with Tara Wells' question, which is, has lockdown changed in your state? When are we going to record in person again, Zach?
Hopefully soon. I'm about over this.
Yeah, I am too. And it's tough for us because, you know, we could probably, after May 28th, I think is where the governor extended our stay-at-home order to.
Yeah.
If she
so it's like 2 more weeks?
Yeah. If she loosens up on that, I mean, we could probably get away with doing it then. Our problem is, honestly, a lot of it is, to be frank with you, is it's not great for optics for us to be, you know, sitting here in a tiny little room. I mean, we can sit here and be 4 or 5 feet apart, but we're also in a tiny room with recirculated air. Even though, you know, we've been quarantined, you've been quarantined, Mike's been quarantined, you know, for Truth and Justice coming in. It's not a good idea for us to do that. I mean, it was a bummer. I hated sending Mike home because, you know, Mike and I work, we can stay 15 feet away from each other at all times. You know, he didn't even have to be in the room with me when I record, but it was just, it wasn't worth the risk when they were telling people to stay home. So, as far as the lockdown orders, yeah, they've changed since our last episode. Shortly after that, after all the protests and that, our governor let people take boats out again and we could buy seats for our gardens again and landscapers could go back to work. So we still have a stay-at-home order, but she loosened up on, she loosened up on all the stuff that really made zero sense.
I think she's a Bob and Weave listener because all that happened like 2 days after that episode came out.
Yep. Right afterwards, she came out and said, never mind.
Pretty confident. We changed your mind.
Everything that Bob has a problem with, I'm undoing.
Yep. Zach just sat and rolled his eyes the whole time.
Big Truth and Justice fan, Governor Whitmer is.
So, listener John Hayes is the one that brought up the Little Debbie's tournament. He wants us to do a hostess tournament. So, I think we should at some point. We're going to have to make our own brackets because there aren't brackets.
Right.
But people really seem to get a kick out of us discussing that.
I think it caused... So I did finally get, as you know, that night, I literally left here at 10 o'clock at night and went down to the local truck stop. It was the closest place to me because I live out in the country to get a double-decker fudge round. And they only had Hostess stuff, so I was pissed. So I had a Suzy Q. And then the next day, I finally found a gas station in town that had the double-decker fudge rounds. And dude, I went back a couple days later and they sold out. And I feel this because really? People were listening to Bob and Weave and everybody fell in love with the double-decker fudge rounds. But they are fucking phenomenal.
People are trying it for sure. Yeah, we've got a couple comments about people really enjoyed that. We also had one that somebody wanted us to do a fast food bracket, but I'm kind of, I don't know, not so much on that one.
Yeah, I don't do much fast food. If I do, it's just out of necessity. As far as the Hostess stuff goes, what in general, what are your favorites from Hostess? I agree with you on the cupcakes, that they're superior cupcakes to the Little Debbie.
Zingers? Chocolate Zingers.
See, I'd rather have a Twinkie.
I can't. You know what? The chocolate-covered Twinkies are good.
Yeah, they are, really but good. There's something about just a good old fad. But Twinkies are Hostess also, yes.
I think so. Yeah, they're Hostess.
Yeah, yeah. But I enjoy just a standard Twinkie. But I got to say, my favorite Hostess that I could think of right now off the top of my head is definitely the Suzy Q.
We'll have to see. The Suzy Q's don't do it for me. We have to get a bracket. We'll have to put together a bracket and see what happens. So let me look through some more of these questions here.
Okay.
See if we can get some good ones. I know there was a couple good ones here. Listener Jody says we should talk about tattoos and how bad they hurt.
How bad they hurt?
Yeah. And they hurt. I don't like getting tattooed anymore. I could tell you that much.
I you know what? I don't either. And it's because it's ever since you did this arm that one day, remember that we went like 6 hours or whatever? And all of a sudden tattoos hurt now. I don't like them.
Yeah. They're not fun.
Yeah. You were, which by the way, I'll point out, you were so much nicer to me when you've been working on this arm. Like when you like stopped the elbow and it was so sweet. I said, why are you moving on from what you were working on? And you said, because I'm giving your elbow a break. And I said, that was nice of you.
Sometimes I could be a nice guy.
Yeah. So he was working. So part of what he's doing here is the, if you're on video and you're seeing this, this is part of the Scottish flag. And you see the hilt of this sword, and then the flag is supposed to go all the way through here. So, but he's grinding. That's the tip of my elbow. So he was grinding on all that for a while. And then he.
Corona.
You going to be all right?
Yeah.
But
just
he's
joking.
But he gave me a break, and then he moved down, started working on some other stuff, which we thought 2 weeks later I was going to go finish all this. But then, you know, the Rona.
The Rona happened.
Mm-hmm. So was there anything specific about tattoos, or they wanted to talk about tattoos in general?
It literally says tattoos with an exclamation point and how bad they hurt. And that's the question.
You obviously are the expert. You have not only more tattoos, but you tattoo people. So
easy on that word.
Your thoughts on tattoo pain?
They're not fun by any means. I can tell you that much. And I will say this, as bad as I say they are, no tattoo is excruciating. They're not fun. You know, anybody that tells you a tattoo doesn't hurt is lying to you. I can promise you that. But they're also not excruciating. You've been through way worse. You know, it is what it is. You can deal with it.
You know, you said tattoos aren't fun, but honestly, I used to, like, I would, you know, I had never done big pieces before because I have a lot of tattoos. Besides what you see all over my arms, I have a lot of little tattoos and stuff all over the place. And I was never really bothered by them. Like, this is a fireman's prayer that I had, which is it's big. And it's on the inside of my arm where a lot of people say is like one of the most painful places. That tattoo didn't bother me at all. Like, I enjoy it. The only thing that hurt was me twisting my arm up for a long time. Do you find the inside arm, which people always said is like the worst place? Like, people get like the barbed wire wraps and then they would stop right there because they just didn't want to go underneath their armpits. Like, do you find that it hurts that bad, or am I just weird?
It's a mental thing.
Is it?
It's a mental thing. So what it is, anybody I've ever tattooed their inner arm, they sit really well. Like you said, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
The people that get bands are usually the people that bitch about the inner arm, because when you do a band, you start on the outside of the arm, and that is probably the easiest area to get tattooed. And then when you move into the inner area, where it is a little pinchier, it seems that much worse. But if you just start there, it's really not that bad. I have both of mine, and I have a big Weaver Bird on this one that goes way up, I mean, almost up into my armpit, and it's, I don't know, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad at all, and I thought, because I was like telling the lady that it was a woman that tattooed me, and I was like, I'm not trying to be like some tough badass, but like, this really, of course, then again, too, it's all lettering, so they're just little short
little strokes,
they're not like big shading, so, you know, I got some work done on the inside of this arm, too, and it just, it didn't bother me. You know, the areas for me that hurt in the ditch, which is the inside of the elbow pit. Maybe you could demonstrate in case the viewers can't see me. You're knocking your mic around.
The spot right here.
That spot right there.
Yeah, the inside of the elbow where the... This is failing miserably.
Someone
Bob
just said Bob is frozen and Zach is muted. First Facebook Live is smashing success. I don't know what's happening. The YouTube video, the final YouTube video, could be a real problem because I'm still just there doing nothing.
It's failing miserably.
I'm mostly concerned for the our final YouTube video, how to get myself unfrozen.
Here's the more important thing. I'm going to text my wife to see if she'll
bring
another
one with you. What are you thinking? I'm going to try to switch Wi-Fis, which may disconnect us for a second. Let me see what happens here. Switch Wi-Fis. I'm still frozen. Motherfuck.
So here's a little snippet for everybody, too. Here's something I thought about, and you can let me know your opinion on this. A lot of people have reached out to me and to you, I'm sure, about the vasectomy roundtable. And there's no way we can recreate the magic that happened. But I almost feel like we should release that as a bonus episode on the Bob and Weave.
Oh, we could do that. I mean, it's you and me and TJ. Let's do that. Especially with right now where we're not able to get necessarily consistent episodes out. Yeah, let's do that. We can do it whenever we just have whenever we can do it fucking tomorrow. It doesn't matter. We don't make any rules.
Yeah, we
have no rules here. Sorry, I'm so distracted by the fact that my video won't unlock.
I'm really happy that this is happening. I mean, it's really bummer, but at the same point, it's just funny to me. Like, I'm matter of fact, I'm going to take a video of me talking. You can see me talking here, and Bob is just frozen like this for all the world to see. Well, I sit here and talk, and you can see, look, I'm talking, but Bob is not.
I just want to do like a refresh or something because I know, like, I can hear you. I can see you. My internet's working. I don't know why I'm frozen. And I don't know enough about Zoom to know how to fix it. Real quick, from Facebook Live, Jason wants to know what liquor distributor. So this Meat Eater bourbon that I'm drinking is made by Steve. It's a Steve Brunello thing. For anybody that knows Meat Eater. And you order it through Shotbox is the website. But if you just Google Meat Eater bourbon, it'll come up. And now, some you have more cool questions? We better not make this very long or Mike is going to fucking kill us because this is a shit show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a shit show. For sure. All right. Are you ready? Guilty Pleasure TV show.
Guilty Pleasure TV show. God, they come and go. Guilty Pleasure. That means ones that like we'd be embarrassed for people to know that we watch. I don't watch much TV. Wait, you go first while I'm thinking.
Survivor. We watch a lot of Survivor. We've watched almost every season of Survivor. Matter of fact, as we're taping it, the Survivor finale is on, and my wife is purposely not watching it so we can watch it together.
Oh, I didn't. That show's still on? That's been on for 20 years.
Like 40 seasons or something stupid. Yeah. And this year is only winners. It's they brought all winners back to compete.
Nice. I have never watched an entire season of Survivor ever.
I've watched almost every season of Survivor.
I'm getting away with something I said I wasn't going to do because you can't see me on the video, but I just poured myself another glass of bourbon.
It's getting going downhill.
The Facebook people. See, now the Facebook people really got it made because they can see what's happening, at least on my end.
Oh, geez. All right. So what's your guilty pleasure TV show?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I'll get into... So I always like to have... Becky and I like to have a show that we watch at night, like a show that's just funny that we can binge when we're laying in bed, you know, at night. And it was Frasier, which, by the way, Frasier, when I watched it the first time, I didn't, you know, it was all right when I watched it back when it was airing. Mm-hmm. But we binged all 13 seasons of Frasier over the course of months and just absolutely loved it. It's funnier than I ever remembered it being. Jeez, guilty. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something I watched that, I mean, we're watching Community right now. Cheers. We're going back.
Cheers is good. That's not a guilty pleasure. Cheers is good.
I know. I know what it is. Friends. Friends maybe seems like not a very manly show to watch, but it's one of those shows that's always on. And if I'm bored, especially when I'm traveling, I'm in a hotel.
Yeah.
If I'm not watching Impractical Jokers, I'm watching Friends.
What's a movie you can't turn off? That's not a That's not a listener question. That's a question for me now that we're talking about it. Like, if you're scrolling through the channels and a movie's on, what's the movie you can't turn away from?
A movie I can't turn away from if it's on?
Mm-hmm. I know mine right off the top of my head.
What's that?
Shawshank Redemption. I can never, if I come across that movie, I will watch it 100 times. I mean, every single time it's on, I will watch that movie.
You are so much, I'm flipping the screen because I'm frozen and they can't hear you, so at least the Facebook Live people can see me talking. That's a, not a nice angle. Yeah, mine are always funny movies. Like I said, I don't watch a lot of TV, so like if I see Step Brothers is on, Bad Boys 2, Super Bad, Road Trip, Euro Trip, you know, any of those just Super Troopers movies like that, like those are the ones that I can't look away from if they're on.
Yeah, see, that wasn't the question. It was one movie.
There's gotta be one movie, but these are bad questions for me. I don't watch enough TV. So my TV watching is very intentional. I literally don't watch TV. I get up in the morning, I watch the news, I work all day, and then I'm always, you know how I am, I'm always fiddling. I never sit still, so I'm out, you know, planting trees or a garden or doing something out in the shop. And then at like 9 o'clock at night, I lay in bed and I'll watch whatever we have on the DVR. So I'm just not a person that's ever like just like sitting on the couch watching TV. So those are hard for me to answer.
So you said something there. Let's discuss this. This is a question for everybody to wonder. Where the hell did you come up with the idea to plant 22 trees in your yard?
I'm impressed that you remembered it was 22 trees.
I remember a lot of things, Bob. I just pretend not to.
So when we moved to this house, I wanted to live in the country. Becky and I both wanted to live in the country. I really wanted to be in the woods. I wanted a place where my dream place would have had like woods and water on the property. Right.
All right, I'm stopping you right there. Stopping you right there. I'm going to tell all the listeners how much of an asshole you are, even though you're my best friend, how much of an asshole you are, that literally you talked me into moving into this neighborhood. My house that I bought is three houses down from your old house in this neighborhood. You're like, yes, mm-hmm. Move in. This is the greatest neighborhood in the history of the universe. You will love it here. And we'll
be so awesome that we live right next to each other.
Yeah. And then what do?
A year later, I moved.
You moved. You sold the house. Broke my heart.
That's my bad. And I moved right back to within a mile and a half of where you used to
live. Yeah, around the corner from where I used to live. It's ridiculous.
Which are 30 minutes apart, the two. So it's kind of funny how that worked out.
It's disappointing. All right, continue your story about these damn trees.
So yeah, so I wanted to be in, like my ideal, like the perfect location for me is to have my own property with woods and water where I can hunt and fish on my own property and just have my own little compound. So we found this place. It's on 5 acres. It's beautiful. And the house is amazing. Becky fell in love with that. I mean, I did too. But Becky's like, I want this house. The problem is the back 3 acres of the property is just hay field. It's all field. There's nothing back there. So I decided that since I didn't buy property that had woods and water on it, I'm going to make my own woods. So I have like a 3-year plan where I'm ordering trees. So today, what was delivered, I have 10 Norway pines, 10 autumn blaze maples, and then a couple of apple trees delivered today. So the pines are because I have a food plot in the back that I'm trying to block in, make the deer feel safe back there.
Your wife was cracking me up talking about that. I can't wait to have our wives on here.
I know. It's going to be fun once we're all there. Once we're all in one room. But then the maples, so I luckily have a friend that owns a landscape company, so he can get me like wholesale prices on maple trees. So not like little saplings, but like 2-inch thick, you know, trunk, 10-year-old maple trees, basically, I had brought in. So I brought 10 of those in. And so what we did is we placed them kind of scattered throughout the property today. And I'm plant this week. I have an excavator. I rented an excavator for this weekend to actually dig them up and plant them all. And then in the fall, I'm going to bring 10 more in that are a different color maple. So these all turn red in the fall. I'll get some that turn yellow in the fall, and I'll scatter them. So basically, I'm building my own woods, and I'm digging my own pond so that I can have my wooded, watered property, little bits at a time.
Little bits at a time. I'm still disappointed that you moved.
I know. Well, and I was telling you the other night that it's, I love it here. I love where we're at, but I do miss, like, anytime we were bored, I mean, multiple days a week, one of us would walk down to the other's house and just for no reason, just to hang out and mm-hmm. have a drink and shoot the shit, and our kids play together and stuff. So I miss it. I don't miss living in a subdivision, but I do miss living like near you guys and Parker, who's 9 now, and so is Maddox, Zach's oldest boy, having all our friends in the neighborhood to be able to play with.
Yeah. All right. We're moving on questions here. You know what? These aren't even questions. We've got multiple people ask us about murder hornets. Like, they want to know our opinion on murder hornets, I guess.
On murder? Well, I mean, I'm allergic to bees, so that sucks.
They're all murder hornets to you, then.
Yeah. A yellow jacket's a murder hornet to me. They're all the fucking same. I'm not a bee fan at all.
I'm not a conspiracy. I mean, I guess I am a conspiracy guy. I was about to say I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I'm a fucking conspiracy guy. But they've been around longer than we realize. I think they found these murder hornets, air quotes, like 2 years ago in Washington.
I swear I've seen them before, years and years ago. I don't know if they're murder hornets, but I have seen hornets like bees or wasps or whatever that are you know, that big, great big, that looked like that. So when I saw them, like, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen those before. You know, every once in a while, and it's like, holy shit, that's the biggest bee I've ever seen. And now they're sitting like, these are like this brand new species coming in. Like, maybe they are, and maybe it was just a different type that I saw. But yeah, it doesn't seem like they're really a new species.
Yeah, I like I said, I think they found them like two. I mean, they're not from here. They're not indigenous to North America. But mm-hmm. I want to say they found them like 2 years ago in Washington. And I could be wrong. I mean, I could just be, you know, spewing at the mouth. I do that really well, actually.
I have a better question.
Okay.
If you had a chance to meet and then spend an entire afternoon and evening hanging out with any celebrity, who would it be?
That's tough. Dead or alive? Doesn't matter.
Dead or alive. But if you could just like spend an afternoon and evening, well, let's say alive.
Boy, that's tough. I guess I would have to go, and this is a super stupid thing to say, but I guess I would have to go with like Joe Rogan.
Miley Cyrus.
No, like Joe Rogan.
I thought you were going to say Joe Rogan. That's funny.
He's just an interesting dude to talk to.
Yeah.
If I was past that, a more mid-level celebrity in the stuff that I'm interested in, but not in the real world, mm-hmm. would be Brian Shaw. He was the world's strongest man for several years in a row.
Oh, did he do like the still strongman contest?
Yeah. I think he's a really interesting dude. Really, really nice guy. I watch his YouTube a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a guy I would like to sit down with.
Yeah. Joe Rogan's definitely on my list. I don't know the Brian Shaw guy, but Joe Rogan's definitely on my list too. I say that I think he is, I believe, in my opinion, he's the greatest interviewer of our time.
Oh, absolutely. He's amazing.
In that weird format. He's a chameleon. He can, you know, and he's just so open-minded. You know, you see him as like he's this MMA, but really he will try to see the side of whoever's sitting across from him. And I appreciate that a lot. So I like Rogan, but as of right now, it's kind of my latest man crush and obsession. If I had a day to hang out with a celebrity who, same thing in my world, but would be a celebrity, would be Steve Ranella, the host of the Meat Eater TV show and podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, I've like recently discovered him in the last couple of months, and just like he's from Michigan. I love what he stands for. I love what he does. You know, for as far as like is you know, the stuff he does for on his hunting shows or not. I don't watch hunting shows because I can't stand watching these fucking trophy hunter stuff. Like, he's hunting for meat.
Yeah,
he teaches people. It's all about, you know, the food and conservation, and then just like listen to his podcast. Like, he's just a cool dude, you know. And he's just like, and he seems like a very Michigan guy because he is. And like, I would totally sit down and share a bottle of his bourbon and sit here on the podcast and hang out with Joe Rogan, him too, but Steve Ranella.
I'll tell you two celebrities. There are a couple that I would think would be really fun to hang out with. It would be Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. They're both from Michigan.
Yes.
And right. They're fucking amazing people. They're like real people. I know. Yeah,
I saw them at the grocery store last year,
but they're real fucking people.
Mm-hmm. I saw them in the grocery store last year.
Did you? Yeah, they vacationed here last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't recognize, like, I was walking out of the store. I didn't realize Dax Shepard was as tall as he is. For some reason, I always pictured him being a short guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like walking out and I'm like, that guy looks familiar, whatever it was. And I kept going. And then by the time I got home, like five people made Facebook posts are like, oh, I saw Dax Shepard at the grocery store and took the picture. I'm like, that's the guy that I saw at the grocery store. I don't know if Kristen Bell was with him, but I just noticed Dax.
Yeah, I he think seems he like did a cool all the shopping too. Because everybody that posted while they were here only, well, they basically only took pictures with him.
Right. Yeah. So I assume Kristen Bell wasn't sitting right there. Yeah. He seems cool too. I don't know much about, you know, I heard him on Rogan once and he's a cool dude, but he's a little out there. You know, it would be an interesting guy to have a conversation with.
Go watch his Hot Ones episode. I've talked to you about this. I'm going to tell our listeners about it. Hot Ones on YouTube. It's the best interview show I've ever seen. It's a guy named Sean Evans interviews celebrities. But while he's interviewing, they eat hot wings. They eat 10 wings and they get progressively hotter. And it's the best interview show I've ever seen. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And you said Bert Kreischer recently did an episode that was funny.
Bert just did one, a quarantine episode, but he's been on there before. But there's Tom Segura's on there. Tom and Bert have an episode together on there, which is really good.
So it's just a YouTube. Everybody. It's just a YouTube channel, right?
It's a YouTube channel. It's called First Hot We Ones. Feast. But if you just mm-hmm. if you just YouTube Hot Ones, it'll come right up.
Nice. And those are another couple of guys that I would love to hang out with would be Tom and Bert.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
specifically
fun.
Tom for me. I know you're more of a Bert guy. I'm more of a Tom. I love them both, but I'm more of a matter of fact. 2 weeks from today, I was supposed to fly to Vegas to go see Tom Segura, and it all got canceled. Ugh. So I'm still bummed out about that.
The fucking Rona.
Do you think that I mean, you know what? I'm not going to ask that question. It was a bummer. I don't want to talk about it. I was going to ask if you think it'll get back to normal, but who fucking cares what we think? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What's another fun question? I'm doing like Bert Kreischer style every time. You know, every time you watch this podcast, it was like your celebrity crush. Who's the celebrity crush?
Isla Fisher.
Who's that? That came quick, by the way. That answer came quick.
What? Yeah, Michelle knows it too. That's not a secret.
Mm.
She is the redhead from Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
she's in Hot Rod. She's mm-hmm. in a couple movies.
I know exactly.
She's
what you're
in a lot
about.
Of movies, but
now is it just because she's cute, or is it because of like? Do you know anything else about her?
I don't. I mean, without, yeah, I don't know. There's something about her.
Something about that. She got that look. For me, it's Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
Yep, I think she's super cute, and she is. I read her book, and she just seems like a cool, funny. She's got a I'd love to plug her book, but I can't remember. It's something Little Nobody. I don't remember. Sassy Little Nobody or something like that. But anyway, it's fun. She's very she's very down to earth. Seems like a fun. She seems like somebody that would be cool to hang out with for an afternoon too.
That wasn't the question. It was your celebrity crush, not would they be cool to hang out with.
Well, but that's why. It's just like, so the reason I love my wife is beautiful and super sexy and all of that, but also she's my best friend and I love hanging out with her. So that's why, you know, when I say that, if I was to pick a celebrity that was a crush, would be somebody like that. And Anna Kendrick seems like somebody like that. She's cute and she seems cool.
I get what you're saying. I just wanted mm-hmm. to pick at you a little bit.
Right. But just to be clear, if Anna Kendrick was right here and said, marry me, I'd be like, no, because I love my wife, because my wife is better than her. Notice Zach didn't say that. I only said that about my wife. Zach was like,
throw me under the bus.
Zach's like, that redhead for Wedding Crashers, come by. I'm out. Wait, I'm out of here.
No, not at all. Not at all. I love my wife. I love her to death. She knows that's my celebrity crush, but I love her to death.
Becky is, I didn't realize, is on the Facebook Live, and she just said, I'm way cooler. When I see a few comments above, she said, oh, really? I promise you that Becky has more celebrity crushes than I do. All of them, like, that guy. Like, yeah. You put Jason, if Jason Momoa walks into our house, Becky's gone. She's out of here. Like, see you later.
You know, what's funny is my wife's celebrity crushes are all, like, kind of scruffy like me. Heavily tattooed. I'm like, all right, I can take that. She's got a type.
Right? See, I wish mine was like that. My wife's celebrity crushes all have six-pack ripped abs. And none of them look like...
All my wife's celebrity crushes are way, way better looking than me, for sure. But at least kind of I fit there. She can, you know, squint.
Well, she's saying that Becky likes big guys with some facial hair and stuff, but again, now she just commented that she's going to go watch Housewives now. Love you.
Oh, this is devolving so quickly.
I know. What are some other, you guys that are still on Facebook Live, what's a fun question? While Zach thinks of a fun question, it's your turn.
Well, there was a question on here. It was a bucket list. What's something on your bucket list?
Something on my bucket list.
I can't find the post now. I had the post up, but I can't find the person that asked it. But one of our listeners asked us about bucket list.
Well, what's something on your bucket list?
I don't know. That's why I asked you first.
You don't have a bucket list? I don't really either. I'm trying to think because like my bucket list makes people mad. Like because I like my bucket list is to like go to Alaska and bow hunt a moose.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's shit like that. It's not like I want to go like, you know, bungee jumping or anything like that.
So I do kind of want to skydive. I'm terrified of heights. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely terrified of heights. But I think I would like to skydive just to do it, just to make myself do it.
You know what I want to say that I want to do that I'll never actually do?
What's that?
Is that thing where the people like jump off of a mountain and they're in like a flying squirrel suit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, and they like, you know, they spread out and then they like fly and glide through before they pull a parachute. That looks awesome. I would never do it. I wouldn't do it for $1 million because I'm a big old wuss. But as long as it's not an option, I would totally do that.
Here's the deal with that. I think you and I are too big for that. Like, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure that has like 150 pound weight limit.
Right. Yeah, no fat boys allowed.
We would just tumble down the hill. No, I am absolutely terrified of heights, and I think that that's one of the things that I would like to do on my bucket list would be to skydive, just because I think it would help. I don't think it would help me get over being terrified of heights, but it would just, it's about facing that fear and just pushing.
Well, it'd be a cool thing, like, because you're afraid of it, to be able to be like, I did that. I faced it.
Absolutely. And the reason I want to skydive and not bungee jump is because if something goes wrong in skydiving, it doesn't matter.
You're not going to be crippled or anything.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair. You're going to beat the paramedics to the scene of the accident by at least 20 minutes when you plop down on the side of a mountain somewhere. Let me buzz through some of these questions people are asking because I asked them for questions. Jennifer Ford wants to know, when Corona is settled, where's your next vacation?
Let's see here. I don't know. Next vacation will probably have to be a family vacation because we've left the kids now a couple years and haven't done anything with the kids.
Well, we've had two that they got ruined. So we were planning to take our kids to Hilton Head Island for spring break and that got canceled. And then Becky and I were going to go to Vegas for the weekend for like 4 days and go to the Tom Segura thing and that got canceled. So we were actually when we were having dinner tonight, we were just talking about that, you know, we want to get the kids, you know, we want to take that trip whenever they open back up again. And we want to go to Vegas again. We thought about I haven't even canceled those flights yet because I'm just like, well, maybe we'll just go to Vegas for the weekend anyway. And I just keep waiting for things to open. It's like now it's 2 weeks away and we're definitely not back to normal. So I'm probably just going to cancel the flights. So probably take the kids to Hilton Head Island whenever we can do that is where we'll go.
Yeah, I don't know what we'll do. I'd really like to take the kids to Niagara Falls. I don't know if they'd like it, but I would like to go. I've been there before, but I'd like to take the kids and my wife.
Have you been on the Canada side?
The Canada side is the only way to go.
They'll love it. There's roller coasters and Ripley's, believe it or not, it's all kinds of tourist shit over there that'll cost you $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. It's very much like Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yes, very much. Angel Hooker wants to know, what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Disgusting. We're not friends anymore. Fuck you.
Fuck you. That's the best flavor.
Are you serious? I hate, I cannot stand. I love mint. I love chocolate. Mint and chocolate together is a combination that was made by Beelzebub. It is the brew of the devil. It's disgusting. I hate it.
You have got some issues because it's delicious together. It's so the combination of the two. So good. Absolutely. So good.
Everyone in my house loves it. Everyone. They all make fun of me. Quentin's favorite candy is peppermint patties. Like, they all love it. I fucking hate it. I can't stand mint and chocolate together.
Should tell you something. I'm just saying, you're the only one.
That I'm a superior being because I know what is good snacks and what is not.
Oh, I think you're wrong. It's not a big deal.
But my answer to the question, Angel, is 100% Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks, for sure.
That you just like candy. That's all that is. It's ice cream with candy in it.
No, I like a good combination. A good combination is chocolate and peanut butter. See, yeah. That's Moose Tracks has chocolate, peanut butter. It's little peanut butter cups and swirls of it. Love me some Moose Tracks. Yeah. That's a good combination.
I've been sitting here kind of eating mini peanut butter cups. So,
see, they're delicious.
Like a fat kid.
I wish I had some mini peanut butter cups. So my second glass of, I wish you could see me. My second glass of whiskey is empty. And I am down to the next glass. May put an end to my bottle of bourbon. And so
I
torn.
See is this.
I know. I hate that that's happening.
I'm so happy that it's happening. It's a little distracting when I'm trying to talk to you and you're just. Well, the
fucking reason we did Zoom is so we could see each other. That's what's pissing me off. Yeah.
So now I'm just looking at myself the whole time.
But anyway, there's like maybe an inch and a half left in the bottom of this bottle right now. And I really kind of want another glass of bourbon, but then I won't have any more of my good bourbon. So I'm gonna not drink that yet.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. Okay, so going back here, Kristen Annis wants to know, what would your next tattoo be? I don't know. I'm still trying to finish this one whenever we go back. So for those of you on Facebook Live that can see this, and I don't know if you can see it that far away. If I don't know which video I'm going to be using for the YouTube video, but see, this is my family's tartan here. And it's supposed to be down here, too, but Zach just kind of outlined it, and then it stopped. So I'm going to finish that.
Terrible, terrible audio.
Right, but for the people watching. And you have a bunch of unfinished stuff, too. So would you get another new tattoo before you would finish all the tattoos that you have in progress?
If the moment struck, I would probably get a new tattoo first.
You know what Becky wants to get?
What's that?
She told me she wants to get a morel mushroom on her hand.
Oh, she was saying something to me about that last night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And which is cool. And I may get a morel on me somewhere too, because I love some morel hunting.
It'd be a fun tattoo.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any fun tattoos. Like, all mine are very serious and meaningful. I don't have any just like, here's a fun, here's a mushroom. Like, Becky has all fun tattoos. Like, she has some meaningful ones too, but then, she's just like, I want an owl on my arm. Why? Because I like fucking owls. So go fuck yourself. That's why. I don't have any of those.
So let's do something a little different to wrap things up tonight, because we're starting to run out of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really run out of time, but we're starting to get to our time limit here. With season 5 wrapping up and jumping into season 8 of Truth and Justice. Now, mm-hmm. I know not all of our listeners are Truth and Justice listeners, but I know a lot are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give them a little behind the scenes of what's coming up.
Well, when this airs, that the season premiere would have already aired.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I'm aware. I'm excited about this new season.
Do you know what? Did I tell you anything about it?
We've had several discussions about it, and I think it's really neat that Allison kind of approached you about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So season 8 is there are two 71, 72 years old, a couple.
I don't have to give anything away. I just...
Right, yeah.
A little bonus for the listeners.
Yeah, so it's Agnes and Lloyd, who goes by Smitty, or went by Smitty Courtney in Fort Worth, Texas. And they were... So our Facebook Live people are getting a big jump on this. And
somebody's winning.
They were found murdered in their home. It's a pretty gruesome... It's not fun for Bob and Weaves. I'll just say it's a very gruesome crime scene. In a very complicated crime scene, and there was one very, very interesting part of the crime scene where I'll share this. If I tell you Facebook Live people, will you promise not to tell anyone else until the season, the episode airs?
Just say yes.
Yeah, they're all nodding, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. There was a note that the Smitty. Courtney was a fingerprint analyst for the police, and on his dead body at the crime scene, that whoever killed him had a typed written note that said something to the extent of, look what I learned in prison because you sent me here, and took the note and literally stabbed it into his leg. So it was on him with a knife that he was used to stab and kill him, stabbed into his leg. And then ultimately their daughter, Deborah Perringer, was convicted of the murders. And Allison Clayton and Mike Ware brought the case to me. They had some experts that believe that she is innocent, but the case is going to require some detailed investigation. They don't have the resources to do it, so they asked the Truth and Justice Army to come in and do that work so they can determine if they need to put more effort into or more resources into that case. So that is going to be, that's the kind of the gist of season 8.
I was floored when you told me that when we discussed this. I mean, we discussed mm-hmm. this probably 2 months ago now, and I was absolutely floored when you told me about the note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. When you were here, we went through the crime scene photos and some of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely floored. And I think this is going to be a fun is not the right word. 100% not the right word. But this is going to be an interesting take on Truth and Justice and a new take on Truth and Justice.
100%. I'll say this. This is the first time that we have ever taken a case where I have not investigated to the point where I'm convinced of the person's innocence before we start. It's literally starting from scratch. I have no idea if Deborah Perringer is innocent or guilty. And I'm literally relying on the audience to help us figure that out.
You guys heard it here first.
That's right.
Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Thank you guys on the audio for listening to us, putting up with this. This was an interesting episode. We had a lot of difficulties recording this with the video. We tried a lot of new things. We're still trying, guys. It's hard for us. But thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we're going to try this again. Tune in next Wednesday at 8:00 Eastern Time on YouTube Live.
Which is today when you're listening to this, remember.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah, tonight. So 8 p.m. on May, I believe, 20th, whatever that Wednesday is, at 8 p.m. will be on YouTube Live. We hope we're going to try this again. And just know that the episodes you're getting from us during this quarantine, they're not going to be prim, proper, perfect, polished. Literally us just getting together, hanging out. We're trying to involve you guys as much as possible. We love all of you. And we want you to be a part of this while we're kind of in this quarantine. So we're doing our best. We're not, we're not in the best situation technologically because of the, especially because of the internet issues I have out here in the rough compound. But we're going to continue to put stuff out for you, and we're doing our best and hopefully enjoyed this. And Zach, thanks for being my friend.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, man. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bob and Weave is an NBI Studios production, produced and edited by Mike Bussing, music by Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com. The artwork and our logo was created by Zach, and the video editing was done by me. You can connect with us on all forms of social media at Bob Weave Pod. And if you'd rather watch than listen, check out the Bob and Weave Podcast on YouTube. If you have any questions or a guest request, you can email us at contact@BobWeavePod.com. If you like the show, please take a minute to go on iTunes and rate and review us. On behalf of myself and Zach, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.